Good morning, church. Let's stand, let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you that we can be here in church here once again. And Father, even though I say this every single week, it is true nevertheless. And so, Father, as we have songs to sing here this morning, Father, we want to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father God, we ask right now, help us to set aside every single weight which so does easily beset us, and help us to focus on you, to give you glory, to give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
In loving kindness, Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim, and from the depths of sin and shame, through grace he lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh praise his name, he lifted me. He called me long before I heard, before my sinful heart was stirred. But when I took him at his word, forgive me, lifted me. From sinking sand, he lifted me, with tender hand, he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise his name, he lifted me. His brow was pierced with many a thorn, his hands by cruel nails were torn. When from my guilt and grief forlorn, in love he lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh praise his name, he lifted me. Now on a higher plane I dwell, and with my soul I know 'tis well. Yet how or why I cannot tell, he should have lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh praise his name, he lifted me.
Son of God.
soul from sin. Sent the Holy Ghost within. Son of God, what a wonder you are. Holy Ghost, what a comfort you are. Holy Ghost, what a comfort you are. You lead us, you guide us, you live right inside us. Holy Ghost, what a comfort you are.
Amen.
I give glory to your name. Oh Lord, glory to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Who died, now glorified, King of all.
Full of glory, full of glory. unspeakable and full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the app has never yet been told.
Amen.
You agree with that?
Yes.
It is joy unspeakable.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
Sometimes you got to claim it.
Hallelujah.
I want to magnify the name of the Lord. His name I praise. Lord, He has been so good and so kind to me all of my days. When I was lost in darkness, He heard my plea and rescued me. Now I'll serve Him all of my life till His face I see. I want to magnify the name of the Lord. His name I'll praise. For He has been so good and so kind to me all of my days. When I was lost in darkness, He heard my plea and rescued me. Now I'll serve Him all of my life till His face I see. I want to magnify the name of the Lord. His name I'll praise. For He has been so good and so kind to me all of my days. When I was lost in darkness, He heard my plea and rescued me. Now I'll serve Him all of my life till His face I see. I want to magnify the name of the Lord. His name I'll praise. For He has been so good and so kind to me all of my days. When I was lost in darkness, He heard my plea and rescued me. rescue me. Now I'll serve him all of my life till his face I see.
Hallelujah.
Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place, bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place, and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord.
Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord from this day forth, even forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down of the same, let the name of the Lord always be praised. Hallelujah. Let the name of the Lord always be praised, for the Lord is high above all the earth, and his glory is above the heavens. Oh, who is like a Lord, a God that dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things in heaven and the things on earth, who lifts up the poor of the dust and the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set them with princes, with the princes of his people. Hallelujah. Oh, we serve an almighty God, the creator of heavens and the earth. Oh, the omniscient, the omnipotent, the omnipresent, the God of the whole earth. Oh, the Lord of heavens and Lord of earth, the Lord of all who live, and who is our heavenly Father, who is our only source. Hallelujah. This almighty God, he humbles himself to behold the things in heaven and the things on earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That almighty God, he comes down, he humbles himself to behold the things in heaven and the things of earth. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you love us so much, that you care for us. Hallelujah. And we praise your holy name. We praise your holy name. We are determined today to worship you in spirit and in truth. We are determined to lift up holy hands, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, to serve you with gladness, to come into your presence with singing, to enter your gates with thanksgiving, and to your courts with praise. And declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Thank you, Lord, for moving in the midst of us today mightily. Thank you for having it your way. Have it your way, Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We ask you to touch the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Anoint him mightily. Give him freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord. But also touch every listener, not only in this congregation, but our congregation, our Lord, that listens to us, that watches in the webcast. We pray, Father, touch them mightily, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch every heart. Let it be a change of hearts. Let it be a heart after God, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you're doing, O Lord. Now, as we are about to receive this offering, we pray, O Lord, that you touch our hearts as well, that we can give to the work of the Lord, that we can give with gladness. Amen. For God loveth a cheerful giver. He says, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house, and prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts. If I do not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. Amen. And God means what he says. God can open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing. No matter what we give, no matter how much we give, we cannot outgive him. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for being Jehovah Jireh, for being a provider. Hallelujah. And we want to say to the other congregation of us, who is another family that belongs to us, we want to say that we appreciate you. We thank you for your support. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for everything that you're doing. And we are grateful to you. And we love you. And we love you. And we want to ask you today to tell a friend. Tell a friend about us. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for touching those people and supply whatever is lacking in anyone that listens and watches us. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we appreciate you. We thank you for a glorious day and a day of victory. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Have a prayer time, and we got a number of requests. So we're going to need a lot of people to help us out to pray today. We got a request to pray for Nadine Walby. She's having fever, resist healing, and pray that you receive her healing. She's an elderly lady, was a member of this church since about 1980. Pray for Sharon Albertson in Colorado. She asks us to pray for her protection as she's living in an apartment complex that's having a problem with gang-related activities. She also requests prayer that she find a better place to live. She's requesting that God send her a wonderful Christian husband. She feels all alone and that she doesn't belong in that city. We need to pray for Reggie Shin. He's still not well, and it's a matter of life or death for him. Let us not only pray for him, but let us also visit him at the rehab center where he is at. And we will tell you that if you ask. Let us praise God for the money people have sent in for Social Security taxes, for Pastor Charles and myself. We have a start, but we need to pray that God will bless his people so they will have something to give. It is not getting critical since we only have 3 months left of this year. Jan Pettersson in Sweden is looking for a job in any place in Sweden. And let us pray that God will open a fantastic job for him so that he can pay off his debts and get ready for the next assignment in the kingdom of God. Eric in Canada is now in the process of selling the wheat he has harvested. Let us pray that God will supernaturally move and give him a great price for his wheat. We also need to pray for his sunflower harvest that God supernaturally speed up the growth process so it can be harvested before it is too late. We need to continue to pray for Tim Chola in Colorado. He has not been able to get a job despite he has applied in many places. He's also praying to find God's perfect will for his life. Let's ask that God will move on his situation, as Tim is determined to know the will of God. Our friend Alice Torres from Mill Valley, California, is having trouble with her eyesight and is facing possible surgery. She has just finished writing a Christian children's book and needs help in getting it published. Let us pray that God would supernaturally heal her eyes and that the book would be accepted by a publishing house. Glenn Zanetti and his wife moved to Montana to be offered a job. Once they arrived, they found out there really was no job. They're staying in a friend's home and have no income. Let us pray that God will open a door and give them jobs so they can have a place to live for themselves and their young daughter. And this is a prayer request that was conveyed to us by Bob Cadle. Please keep two of my friends, Gina Strang and Diana Corson, in your prayers. They will both have double mastectomies due to breast cancer. One is scheduled for October 6th. The other has not been scheduled yet. And then last week was a great upheaval on the financial markets around the world. And the stock market in New York lost 3% of its value. And all commodities went down, including gold, silver, platinum, and food commodities. Oil dropped $7.39 per barrel and ended up at 79.85. You haven't seen the 70 for a long time. We now need to thank God for lowering the price of oil and ask Him to press it down further, but at the same time that He will stabilize the financial markets to hinder the Antichrist forces to move and take it over if the panic continues. So I need some prayer warriors up here to start lining up.
Father God, first of all, we want to lift up Jan Peterson to you in Sweden for a job. And we know that jobs are not a problem for you. There are plenty of jobs out there. So we thank you, Father, for giving him faith to receive that job before it ever lands in his lap. So let him claim it. Let him receive it. And then we thank you for applying that. So we thank you for that job for him in Sweden, and a good paying job, or whatever the job might be, Lord. It's going to be, if you provide it, then it's going to be what he needs. The pay can come later. So we thank you for that. And then also we want to lift up to you Alice Torres over in Mill Valley. We thank you, Father, for healing her eyes, that she's going to have good, strong vision till the day she dies, Lord. And we thank you for that. And then also that you would help her to meet or coordinate the right people to publish that book that she needs published. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is pretty difficult to pray for a person that resists healing. And so only you, God, can move upon this person's life. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you move in a mighty way upon Aideen, God. Touch her right now where she is and make her realize she doesn't have to go through a sickness. You can just turn off her heart and do anything. It doesn't have to happen like that. And I pray that you will reveal that to her. And I thank you, as Lois is often there to visit her, that she will be able to kind of pray for her about that situation. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that she will be able to receive her healing and she'll be able to rejoice in you, no matter what the circumstances surrounding her. And the fever, I rebuke the fever in the name of Jesus right now. There is no distance with God. In the power of Jesus' name, that fever is gone right now. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you will show yourself in a mighty way upon her, God. And that she realizes you are God and you can do anything. There is nothing that is impossible for you. No matter what the circumstances look like, you are there, right there with them. And as we heard from the sermon today, Joseph had to go through a lot of things in his life to arrive at the destination you had called him to be in. So I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that Nadine will look upon this sermon. And I thank you for that, God. And you will move in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Reggie Shin, we miss you here at church. And I lift you up here today, Lord God. I lift Reggie Shin up to you, that you heal him wherever he is at, Lord God, and that you will strengthen him and help him to feel good and get better with the problems that he's having. Lord God, I just pray that you will move upon Reggie and help him in any way to be able to get back to 100%. So I lift you up, Reggie. We love you here. We miss you, Lord God. And Father God, we also thank you for what you've done in the world market as far as oil and what you're doing in the stock market. Lord God, I know that you're in control of the situation in spite of all these people that are trying to manipulate the world. Father, you are an ultimate charge. And I just thank you, Lord God. I've been praying for a long time now for prices to drop below $70 a barrel for fuel. And please forgive me, God, but I really didn't think it was going to happen. But you know what? That just shows me, God, that you can do anything. And so, Lord, I just praise you and thank you for that. And also, now I'm asking for $60 a barrel. And Lord God, and I thank you for the opportunity for me to be able to pray over these situations. Because what it does for me is it builds my faith in you. And Lord God, I just give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. And also, Reggie, you tell me what I need to pray from time to time when I'm up here. And so I need you back here to give me moral support. And Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. And I know that you got some great miracles in the wing. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to pray for these two ladies. But more than that, Lord God, I ask you to let the Holy Spirit begin to re-educate everyone as to the reason for this war against women, which Satan is conducting in such success in the area of breast cancer. To me, it's just another way to depopulate the earth. Without women, we can't have children, right? So I first want to bless John Primorano, who sent this request to me. He's a wonderful Christian back in Philadelphia. And I pray most specifically now for his friends, Gina Strang and Diana Corson, that since there's still time before this operation for a double mastectomy has been scheduled, that you would open their minds to alternative means or whatever you do, Lord God, to heal these ladies. That's my prayer. I would hope that they would avoid this surgery at all costs. But in any case, be with them, Lord God. Give them courage. Give them the strength. Give them one other thing, Lord God, is my prayer. A person, a friend that knows the score that will be with them so they can't be terrorized by surgeons at the last moment. So my prayer is to heal these ladies and to let the entire world be more aware of the truth about cancer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you Glenn Zanetti right now to you. We pray, O Lord, that he will pass the test. He will pass the test of testing in the name of Jesus. And he will come through with victory in his life. Let him trust in you with all his heart and lean not on his own understanding right now. But in all his ways acknowledge him and he shall direct his path. Let his faith rise right now in this time of need, we pray, Lord. And trust in the Lord and expect that the Lord is going to bring a miracle in his life. And make sure that Glenn is in God's will. No open door there for the devil to cause that lack of work. And we pray, Heavenly Father, to touch this man, show him his heart, line it up with the word of God, and we want to see victory, Lord, in this man's life, that he will get the job. And at the same time, he will learn something else that he can trust our Lord, our God, with all his heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord, I want to lift up to you the finances. I know you are a source. You are the provider of this church. You have supplied all our needs all these years. It might have come the last minute, but we trust in you, O Lord, that you will bring it this time, O Lord, and it will be no tearing. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we're not going to look on the circumstances. We're not going to dwell on the circumstances, but we are going to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, and we know, Lord, that you are going to meet every need there is. No matter how big the problem is, oh, Lord, the bigger the problem, the bigger the miracle. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for providing, oh, Lord, for this need. And we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. And we're looking forward, oh, Lord, that your name will be glorified in this church concerning the finances as well. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And right now I want to also lift up those two women that Bob Cadell prayed for. Let them search their hearts and see if there's any bitterness in their heart. For we know what the spiritual root of breast cancer is. Bitterness towards the mother, mother-in-law, sister, any female in the family. Amen. Let them search themselves and see where the bitterness is. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that they will or be healed. They will repent before the Lord our God, and that they will be healed. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for revealing that to them, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father God, we want to thank you for Tim Sela in Colorado, that he doesn't have a job. You're stretching him. As Pastor John just preached to us this morning, you're stretching this man. Have him continue praising and worshiping you and waiting upon you. You may wait till the last very minute and have him thanking you for where he's living, transportation, food, clothing, everything. You will provide, and you will show him your perfect will. If he's that interested in knowing that from you, you will show him for sure. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for if he has to change his heart about something, show him what to change. But have him to continue seeking you and thanking you for everything you're doing in his life. And you will show his will and give him a job. In the name of Jesus.
So Father God, we want to lift up Eric to you in Canada. Heavenly Father, he's trying to sell. He's had a great harvest of wheat, Heavenly Father. We pray that you open up the doors for him to sell it and get the right price for it, Heavenly Father, that he'll be able to make a good profit and be able to live well, Heavenly Father. Also, we pray for supernatural growth of his sunflower crop, Heavenly Father. You made the heavens and the earth, Father God. We just pray for a supernatural miracle to help the process speed along, Heavenly Father, to where he'd be able to harvest before it's too late. And we thank you for victory over this matter. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we lift up Sharon Albertson in Colorado, and we ask for you to look upon her situation, Father. It's quite a dangerous situation where she's living. She'd like to be in a better location where she isn't as threatened. But Father God, help her to realize that she can be in a jungle or an asphalt jungle, and she's still protected by you. Have her put her whole faith in you, Lord God, and have her read the scriptures that will strengthen that faith and build her confidence so that she will not be afraid no matter where she lives. And Father God, if you have someone in mind for her as a husband, she would like a Christian husband, and she's wanting to wait on you for it, Lord. So if you have somebody out there in your timing, would you bring him forth and get them together? Thank you, Father, and bless her and help her to increase her trust in you and faith in you and to be a witness and let her light shine before those people around her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Gert Timmerman to you right now. And Lord, I'm going to pray right now that you will help him to hold back his hours, Father God. He will not overwork, Lord, but that he will take time to go home, Father God, so he will not just destroy himself, Lord, but these headaches that come because of stress and tension and too long hours of work, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for giving him relief, and that you will show him, Father God, how to lay up his day, Lord, in such a way that he can do his work in a timely manner and then go home and rest. And we thank you for that. We lift up his son, Chris. So, Father God, we thank you right now for healing him, that you will strengthen his lungs, his immune system, that this coughing will go, and that he will be healed. So, Father, we thank you for healing his immune system and strengthening that in that young man. In Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you right now for answering all the prayers we've spoken here today. They're on the altar. The smoke is rising. And in due time, they shall be answered. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a moment for testimonies. If anyone has a testimony today. Okay, we have no testimonies today. I'm going to close in prayer. Father God, thank you for this day, for many blessings. We thank you, Father, for the way you have met our needs. We know that that is a foregone conclusion, Lord, that you will take care of those. We thank you for the word today. We also thank you for just everything, Lord, that you've given us. We thank you for it. We want to be known as being thankful. And we thank you for safety as we go our ways also, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before.